Okay, everybody ready? So we're going to start Masechta Megillah tonight, and Yitain will make a sea in the week of Purim. I told everybody I'm going to try to do the Amud in 15 minutes, and already I've given up 9 seconds. So the Mishnah starts as follows. Megillah Nikreis B'Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, B'Tesvav, Lo Pachos V'Lo Yoser. You can fulfill the mitzvah of reading Megillah on either the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th of the month of Adar, 5 days that you have to do the mitzvah of Megillah, not earlier than that and not later. If you have walled cities from the days of Yoshua ben Nun, so they read on the 15th. Kfarim v'ayaros gedolos, karim b'yudalet, and villages in other cities, so they read on the 14th. So primarily there are 2 days that you do the mitzvah mikra Megillah on the 14th and the 15th of the month of Adar. Ella, but shakfar makdimin liyom haknisa. But the small villages, they read earlier on the yom haknisa. What is the yom haknisa? This is interesting. Machlokas harishonim. If I have time at the end, I'll tell you what it is. Right. One opinion in the Rishonim is that Rashi says that they come in for courts. That's what Rashi says, that they didn't have, but they didn't set up in small villages. If you needed courts, they used to come to the big cities, and so that's where they. So that was a day that they used to come in. If I still have time at the end, I'll tell you other interpretations. Ketzad, right? How does this all play itself out? Cholios Yodalid Basheni. If the 14th of Adar falls out on Monday, so then Kfarim Bayaros Gedolos Karim Bo Bayaros. Monday is the Yom HaKnisa, the day when the Beis Din used to sit. The Beis Din used to sit on Monday and on Thursday. So if Purim, if the 14th of Adar fell on Monday, so then the people from the villages, they were coming in anyway. So the villagers in the big cities, they read on Monday, which was the 14th. Mukapas Chom Alamachar, and the people in the walled cities, they read the next day on the 15th. Very easy. Cholios Bashlishi. But what if Purim falls? Yodalit falls on Tuesday, Obaravi, or on Wednesday. So then Kfarim Akdim and Liom Aknisas, and the villagers will read on Monday prior, because Yodalit is Tuesday. When they read on Monday prior, Ayoros Gedolos Karim Bobayom, the people in regular cities will read on the 14th, be that Tuesday or be that Wednesday, and Mukavos Chom Alamachar, and the people in the walled cities will read on the 15th, be that Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when the 14th fell. Now, Cholios Bachamishi, what happens if the 14th falls out on Thursday? So then, good, Kfarim Bayaros Gedolos Karim Bo Bayom. The villagers are coming in anyway on Thursday. It's one of the days of Beis Din. So the big cities and the villagers, they'll read on that day on Thursday. Mukavos Chom Alamachar, and the people in the walled cities will read tomorrow, which is Friday. Cholios Erev Shabbos. What happens if the 14th falls on Friday? Kfar Makdim and Liyom Aknisa. The people from the villagers are going to come in on Thursday. That's when they're going to come in for Beis, and they're going to read on Thursday. Ayaros Kedolos Mukafos Choma Korim Bo Bayom. That's very fascinating. Then the big cities will read on Friday, because that's the 14th. But the Mishnah says, when will the walled cities read? On Friday, on the same day. Because they're not going to read on Shabbos, which is the 15th, and we've already learned you can't go past the 15th to read Megillah, so then they have to read on Friday, which is the same day as the rest of us. Cholios Bashabbos, what happens if the 14th falls on Shabbos? Kfarim Bayaros Gedolos Makdimin V'Karin Len Liyom HaKnisa. This is very interesting again. Obviously, the villagers, they're going to read on the Yom HaKnisa, which is Thursday. What's interesting here is the Mishnah says that the big cities will also read on Thursday. See, they're not going to read on Shabbos. The 14th, it should be Shabbos. Once they're pushing, we don't push to Friday. So they go back to Thursday, which is when the villagers are. So the villagers and the people in the big cities will all read on Thursday, and then Mukavos Chom Alamachar, and then the people in the walled cities, they'll read on Sunday, which is their day anyway, the 15th. Cholios Achar HaShabbos, what happens if the 14th falls on Sunday? So Kfarim Makdimin Liyom HaKnisa. Again, villagers, they'll go prior, right? Sunday, so they come before, so it'll be Thursday. Ayoros Gedolos Korim Bobayom. People in the big cities will read on Sunday. Mukavos Chom and people in the walled cities will read on Monday. Okay, good. That's the Mishnah. All the different permutations of when Purim can fall and when everybody will read the Megillah. 4 minutes down, a Mishnah done. We're going to start the Gemara. Everybody ready? Here's what the Gemara says. Megillah Nikreis B'Yud Aleph Minolon. How do you know you're allowed to read Megillah on the 11th day of Adar? How do you know? In the process of answering this question, the Gemara will also tell us, how do you know you can read it on the 12th and on the 13th? The Gemara will answer that in the process. But how do you know you can read it on the 11th, which is the earliest day that you can read it? So Minolon, Kedeve'inon L'meimar L'Kaman, like we're going to explain. Chachamim ikilu ala kfarim. The rabbis were lenient on the villagers. Lios makdimin liyom haknisa, that they can read it on Thursday or on Monday, right? On the day of gathering. Rashi's interpretation is that it means the day of Beis Din. Kidei sheyispiku mayim umazon lachayim shebekrachim. This is very interesting. Apparently, the people from the villagers used to also produce and bring their goods, thank you very much, into the city. So so sometimes in the city, you didn't have staples. You didn't have basic things because you lived in the city. So you had to get that from the people who lived outside of the city. You know, I imagine that the milk that we drink doesn't come to us from New York City, I imagine, right? I'm guessing, right? So you have to have people who live outside of the city who bring even basic staples into the city. The wheat that we use and the flour that we have, they're not growing, you know, in Manhattan. It's just not, it's not how it is, right? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not being rude to you, even though I am being rude to you, but I'm on the clock, right? It's just not how, I'm wasting enough of my own time. I can't let you waste my time, right? So, that's just not the way it is, right? So in order to enable them to bring stuff, right, into the city on the day when it normally takes place, so they let them, they didn't send them back and forth, you know, multiple times. So the rabbis were lenient and allowed them to read it on the Yom HaKnisa on the Monday or on the Thursday when they were coming anyway. You have to file this reason away, and when we get to Daf Dalid, we'll come back to this reason. This is not the only reason why the rabbis allowed them to do it, as the Gemara will continue now, and as we'll return to in a few days from now. So Anan Hachi Kamrino, and this is what the Gemara says: Michti Kulu Anche Knesset Gedola Tekninalu. It must be that the Anche Knesset Gedola, when they first created the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, created this leniency that you can read already from the 11th. It cannot be, the Gemara is saying, that originally Purim was set up on the 14th and the 15th, and then later the rabbi said, all right, listen, we're going to be lenient and let you read it all the way back on the 11th. That cannot be. That cannot be. So if you think that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah originally established that Megillah would only be read on the 14th and on the 15th, if that's what you think it happened, and then later rabbis came and they uprooted, they were lenient against the decree of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Vatanan, ain't based in Yochel Levato, Divrei based in Chaveir, Elin King Gadol Mimeno Bechachmo Beminion. They would not have had the power to do such because they are not as great an assembly of rabbis as the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. You need a greater assembly of rabbis to undo decree of a previous assembly of rabbis. We do not and have not had a greater assembly of rabbis since the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Therefore, it would be impossible if the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said the 14th and the 15th, we would not have had the ability to alter that. So it must be that when they originally made the mitzvah of Purim, they originally made it with this leeway to start reading already on the 11th. Ella, so it must be Pshita Kulu Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Tiku. It must be that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah originally built it this way. And Hecha Ramiza, where do we find that in the Megillah that this is allowed to read already back on the 11th? Amar Rav Shem Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, this is the first opinion from Rav Yochanan, Likayem Esimea Purima Eilet Bismanehem, that they established these days of Purim, Bismanehem, in their plural, their times. So Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lahem. So you see that there's multiple times that you're allowed to read the Megillah. So Haimi Voile Lagufa, the Gemara says, yeah, of course there's multiple times. The 14th and the 15th. Who tells you that you can go back further? So Im Kain Lema Krasman. No, the 14th and the 15th are listed specifically in the Megillah as days that the Jews rested. They did battle on the 13th. They rested on the 14th and on the 15th. It's specifically written that way in the Megillah. So it could have just said Bizman in its time. And what's in its time? The time it's listed in the Megillah, 14 and 15. When it says Bizman Ahem in its times, plural, it's obviously adding something new. So my Zman Ahem, Zman and Tuva. So it must be more. Vakatmi Voile Zman maybe not, because once there's already 2 days, the 14th and the 15th, so maybe Zman would have been inappropriate, and it should have said the plural anyway. The phraseology could have said Zmanom would have been plural. It says Zmanehem. It's sort of like, you know, their times, multiple times over, which indicates to us that there's more days in addition to the day of the 14th and the day of the 15th. So then the Gemara asks, well, Eino Zmanetuva. Maybe there's actually a lot of days. So how do you know it's only from the 11th until the 15th? Maybe it could be more than that. Once the Megillah says Zmanehem, multiple days, so then multiple days. So go ahead, take more. How do you know it's only from the 11th until the 15th? So the Gemara answers, Zmanehem dumya dizmanom. No, the added days are just like the days that we know we have for sure. Mazmanom trei, just like the 14th and the 15th is 2 days. Avzmanehem, the additional days trei, is only 2 days. So if Ema trei savatlesas, the Gemara says, well, wait a second. 2 additional days to 2 days is 4 days, right? So I have 14, 15. What should I say? 12, 13. How do you know 11? How'd you get back to 11? How'd you get 3 days from
from two. So the Gemara says, "Kedamar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak." Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, "Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakolhi." Yud Gimel was a day that everybody got together. Rashi says, "So Machlokas are shown him what this means." But Rashi says, "It's a day that everybody got together to fight." Yud Gimel was the day of the battle, so Yud Gimel was included anyway. So I have 14 and 15 are the days that they rested. Yud Gimel is the day that they fought. So that already, you don't have to tell me that. Lo Tzarech LeRabuye. You don't need to tell me that you can read Megillah on the 13th, because the 13th was really part of the whole thing in the beginning. They fought on the 13th. They rested on the 14th and the 15th. So obviously, you can read the 14th and the 15th. Obviously, you can read on the 13th, because that was the day that they did the battle. So then I have two extra days that I could add. So I'm going back to day 11 and day 12. That's how you get 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Correct. So Hachanami, Yud Gimel Zman Kihila LaKol Hivelot Tzarech LeRabuye. So here also, when we're deciding when to read Megillah, you don't need to teach me 13. That was the day they did battle, and it's all good, and it's all fine. The Ema Shitzar V'Shivzar. Well, how do you know to add 11 and 12? Maybe you should go the other way. Maybe it should be 16 and 17. Maybe it should be 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 13 is in, 14, 15 are in, 16, 17, right? Right? I'm talking too fast. Math is not going to happen, right? So how do you know to do 11, 12? Maybe you should be able to do 16 and 17. So the Gemara says, V'lo ya'avor, k'siv. The Megillah says, V'lo ya'avor. You can't go past. There's no more. So you got to go earlier. You cannot go past. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Kro, Kayamim, Asher Nachubayim Ayudim, Yomim Kayamim, L'rabos Yud Alef Yud Beis. A different Liba. Not Zmanayim, not from multiple times, but Kayamim. They establish from Kayamim, like the days. So how many days did they have? Two. We are like the days, so two, like the days, two more. That's 11 and 12. The Ema Trace of a Tlesar. How do you know it's not 13? Again, same question. Gemara gives the same answer. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman Kihila LaKolhi, V'lo Tzarech LeRabuye. Right, because the 13th was already included, so when I add two, it's 11 and 12. The Ema Shitz of a Shivzar. Again, why not 16 and 17? Same answer, V'lo Yavor, Ksiv, because the Megillah says, V'lo Yavor, you can't go past it, you have to go sooner. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, My Timer Lo Amar Bizmanehem. So why does the second opinion, Kayamim, why doesn't he like Zmanehem? So zman zmanam zmanehem lo mashmalei. Zman zmanam zmanehem. It's all the same thing. He didn't like to darshan that. It's all the same thing. Rav Shimon Bar Abba, my time lo omer mikayamim. Why didn't the first opinion learn like the second opinion? Why didn't he say kayamim? Omer lacha ahila doros hu dechsev. That's telling me for future generations that they keep the 14th and the 15th as separate days, but doesn't necessarily tell me that I can add 11 and 12. In any event, whichever opinion you prefer, whichever you accept, the days are 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. This is actually the opinion. The Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yekiva. The Doresh Zman Zmanam Zmanehem, that he learns this drasha Zman Zmanam Zmanehem to tell you 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. The Chacham say no. You only have the 14th and the 15th. That's it. The Mishnah is Rabbi Yekiva's opinion. From the 11th to the 15th, the Chacham disagree. The Chacham say no. You only have 14 and 15. Those are your only options. Meisvei. The Gemara questions Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda taught Emasai. When is this true that you can read from the 11th until the 15th. Bismansha Hashonim Kitiknon, when we're being Makadesh al Pia Re'ia, the Yisrael Shurin Ayad Masar, and the Jewish people are living in Eretz Yisrael, of Bisman Azeb, but now that we're in Golos, and we're not being Makadesh al Pia Re'ia, Hoel Mistaklin Ba, Ein Koronos Ela Bismana. The way that Rashi learns this Gemara, again, it's Machlokas Rishona, but the way that Rashi learns this Gemara is everybody calculates Pesach from Purim. People didn't have witnesses coming to tell them when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. So you had Purim. Whenever you read the Megillah, you counted 30 days, and that was Pesach. So if you had people reading Megillah on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, and then you had other people reading Megillah on Yud Dalet, so somebody's going to mess up Pesach. And somebody's going to start Pesach too early, and you end up eating chametz at the on the last days of Pesach, and that's going to be all bad news. So when we had a Beis in Mikadosh al Piyareiya, then you could read already back on the 11th, and people would come and tell you when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. But if nobody's coming to tell you when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, then you cannot do that. You can only read on the 14th and the 15th because we don't want anybody to mess up when Pesach is going to be. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman, whose opinion is this? Ilema Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. If it's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, Afil Bismana Ze Isalaita Kata. Rabbi Akiva doesn't seem to indicate that there's any difference between when we have a Beis Din and when we don't have a Beis Din. So it's not Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Alav Aliba de Rabbanon. But it can't be Rabbanon's opinion. Bisman Shasham Kitikna Visoshulan Masan Miyokarinon. But the Chacham seem to indicate that you could only read on the 14th and the 15th, and you never have back to the 11th. So Rabbi Yehuda, that it depends whether we have a Beis Din, whose opinion is that like? So the Gemara says, Tuyufta de Rabbi Yochanan, Tuyufta de Rabbi Yochanan must not be correct. The opinion of the Mishnah cannot be the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. We'll see in a second that it might be, because the Gemara says, Ika de Amri, there are those that say, I know, I'm in my last minute. Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan taught, Zude Rabbi Akiva Satmoy. The opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that you have from the 11th until the 15th. Ava Chachamim, Aru the Chachamim said, Bisman Hazeh, Ho Mistaklin Ba, Ein Koronos Ela Bismana. The Chachamim said, no, today,
since everybody calculates Pesach from Purim, so then you could only read it on the 14th and on the 15th. Tani Nami Hachi. Amar Rav Yehuda, Emasai Bizman, Shashan Kiteknon, V'Yisrael Shuina Ad Masa. Now, Rav Yehuda, instead of being a question, becomes a proof, because the Chachamim now say that it depends whether or not we have Kiddush Al Pi Ha'Ra'iyah, which means Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is actually the opinion of the Chachamim. So when we have Kiddush Al Pi Ha'Ra'iyah, and we're living in Eretz Yisrael, this is wasting my time. So then we can read from the 11th until the 15th. Aval Bizman Hazeh, but now, Ho'olu Mistaklin, but since we just calculate from Purim until Pesach, Ein Korin Osa Ela Bizmana, you could only read on the 14th and on the 15th. That's what we do, by the way. We only read on the 14th, 15th. We don't go back to the 11th anymore. Rav Ashi Kashile de Rav Yehuda de Rav Yehuda, Umekim Lo Levraisa Ki Rav Yossi Bar Rav Yehuda. Rav Ashi, he had trouble with a contradictory opinion of Rabbi Yehuda's statements, and therefore he established this brisa according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. I really wanted to read until the two dots today, but I'm already at 15:45, so I'm going to stop here for tonight, and we'll pick up with this piece of Gemara tomorrow. What we saw tonight is that different possible days that you can read the Megillah from the 11th until the 15th, and how we got there, but the halacha is not that way today, because we don't have Kiddush Al Pi Ha'Ra'iyah, we don't do it that way, so today we only read on the 14th and on the 15th. All right, everybody, have a great night.